Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. What a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're in a crazy weather pattern, unseasonably warm. I feel like it almost hit 90 degrees yesterday. We're up here in New England area. I was in the western part of the state yesterday, and I swear it said 89 on the thermometer in the car, and whew, it was warm. Today, going to be a bit warm too, tomorrow as well, so we're having a little bit of a heat wave and getting extended summer here, all different kind of names. I saw one the other day that said, this is summer two, so I like that one. We'll take that one. But it's starting to warm up and be a little bit too much. I'm not a huge heat fan, so I like the cool weather. I like to have that nice fall crisp mornings and days. I mean, it's still been a little all over the place where we had some 40-degree mornings and then 80-degree nights, days. So, as they say, that's New England. So our gardens are getting a little bit all over the place. They're not sure what to do, etc. So it's, we're getting there, though. We're getting towards that fall. We're getting towards that cool time. So it's really time to be starting thinking about, what to do at the end of the season. We still have some time, obviously, but, getting ready for the end of the season. What can we clean up? What can we do in the yard? What can we do in the garden beds, vegetable garden, etc.? What should we be doing? We can talk about a bunch of different things today. Lawns, obviously, is a huge topic right now because you can be renovating lawns at this point in time. Perfect time to be putting down grass seed, etc. What else could we be doing? Is there cleanup? Is there getting ready for, do we mulch yet? Do we do this? What do we do? We're probably a little bit too early on mulching certain plants. We talk about mulching up your roses, some hydrangeas, etc. That we're still a couple, we're almost at months away for that one. Do we think about getting ready for, overwintering our evergreens? Do we look at using like a wilt proof or a wilt stop? When do we want to do that? We're looking still at a couple, weeks to a little over a month. So that's a couple things to be thinking about going forward. We can also talk about today. We threw out the newsletter this week. The newsletter was, it's funny. So our newsletter, my mom and a good friend of ours who's also helps us with our marketing, Ricky, put together our newsletter weekly. And I saw the newsletter the day before it went out, kind of breezed over it. I had a lot going on with work and family this week. And I saw it was about Johnny Appleseed and, you know, different types of apples, etc. It's funny, we had already pre-planned to go out to UMass Amherst. Drove by where Johnny Appleseed was born and raised there in Leominster, Massachusetts. For anybody outside, it looks like Leominster, but it would be Leominster, Massachusetts. There's a big sign there. It says home of Johnny Appleseed. So it's pretty cool. We actually... yesterday, it was funny, I got an email, or 2 days ago, I can't remember at this point, from a listener who had said, you know, they have driven by where Johnny Appleseed was born and how there's a rest area there, etc. And it was funny, I was reading that, and within about 20 minutes, we had driven by it. Obviously, I was in the passenger seat. My wife was driving. But we drove by it. It was just funny how everything kind of fell into place here. So, you know, we can talk about some different things on the, from the newsletter. One of the things that I really like about this newsletter is for those of you who want to grow apples in the yard, this is the perfect newsletter because it tells you a little bit about each type of apple. You know, what size fruit, you know, are they sweet or, you know, when do they do what size, you know, when do they harvest, how long will they keep on some of them? It's pretty interesting stuff that if you're looking to get into apple trees in the yard, what to do. So it's a really good one. My father had written a bunch of great information on it. And it's a pretty cool article. There's a picture of my dad and my Aunt Ruth apple picking way back in 2001. So you can tell the difference in photos between 2001 and now on this newsletter. But it's a pretty cool one to look at. I just bring it up because there's so much information in it. All the different varieties that we can go through if you'd like, but this I do recommend going onto the website and getting this newsletter or signing up just for something like this because it just has so much good information. So definitely take a look at that. And the final part of it, the recipe that we always put in there, that recipe was my Aunt Ruth's. It was one that she always made for us. It was so good. I can taste it right now just looking at the picture. So definitely take a look at that. In the meantime, anybody who wants to give us a call or you have any questions, phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And you know, we touched on it a bit, but you know, it is a perfect time to be getting that lawn renovated, getting a nice new look for it. What kind of happens for the lawn right now is you'll get some, you know, there's not as many weeds growing usually at this point. It allows the lawn to really develop a nice root system, go deeper. And the cooler nights allow them to focus on the growing of that. The cooler nights are more for, you know, the weeds don't grow as much. They don't like those cool temperatures, whereas the grass seed can work with that. Now, we've talked about this many times of what to do, but we can go over it a little bit more. You know, hopefully at this point you've already cleaned out the area that you want to use, killed any of the weeds that are there. A lot of times with any weed killer that you use, you need to wait about 10 to 14 days. So, you know, hopefully you've done that at that point. At this point, you do have some time to still do that as well, especially with the warm weather that we have right now. That warm weather will actually help any of that weed killer become a little bit more active. The warmer temperatures in the, you know, mid-80s does help that kind of burn the plant a little bit more. And by the plant, I mean the grass itself. And we can talk a little bit more going forward as we do have a caller on the line, so I want to get right to that. So George, who's up first today?
Anthony in Portsmouth.
Anthony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. I have a Harry Lauder walking stick tree. Just planted it this summer, probably a couple months ago. The edges of the leaves are brown, browning. They've been doing it since I planted it, and there's like some fucking spider's nest on it. I put some diatomaceous earth on it, thinking that it would deter any insects from, you know, decimating it. It really hasn't stopped. So the leaves aren't totally brown, but there's brown on the edges, and I just don't know what to do.
Okay. Now, yep, a couple things here for you. How often are you watering and how are you watering?
You know, honestly, I really haven't been watering. I've had so much rain. There, that is something. Yeah, okay. You might have me there then. Because I have been watering it. Usually pretty good about that. Every once in a while I do. If you have a streak of 3 or 4 days with no rain, I'll water.
Okay, so what I'd like to see you do going forward when it comes to watering is throwing a hose on there and letting it go for a trickle. Don't sit there for a bit. What I'd like to see you do is just throw a hose on there for a trickle for about 15 to 20 minutes and let it really soak into that, okay? And do that every, you know, couple days. That's going to really help with the plant absorbing some of the water. As far as the insects, I want to go over that a little bit. We're going to go to a break right here. So if you hang tight for me on the other side of the break, I'll give you more information on that. And I'll tell you what we can spray for the spiders. So we're going to be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pillows or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferris Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun is starting to come out. And we'll hopefully see it for the day. It looks like it should be a good day. But notice more and more every morning. It's darker in the morning than it is, the day before, obviously. We're getting into that fall time. We're getting there, right? We're starting to get that feel, that chill in the air, if you will. We're still getting some of those warm temperatures. I still, I look at the long-term forecast, although I don't completely trust it. We're looking midweek, still going to be warm. Still going to get some heat to it. That's what happens in the fall. This time of year, the temperature is kind of all over the place. You just don't know what you're going to get, right? I think Forrest Gump said it once, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Yeah, that's kind of what the weather is. It's the same around here. But day's going to look good. So great day to get outside and do some work, get some things done in the garden. So give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. We do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Mary is in Lowell.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I had planted some rose bushes.
Okay.
And only one took, and I couldn't find the other two. So with all the rain we've had, Lo and behold, didn't the two show up? Now, they're very, very spidery, and they have no blossoms anyway. So I want to cut it back so it'll have a normal growth. When should I cut it down, and how much?
Okay. So the best time to be pruning back roses is usually when, you know, spring hits. My father used to always say, when the Red Sox came back to Boston for real, that's when you would want to prune your roses. And so, you know, that's usually around, you know, another date to think of as like tax day. April 15th, that's about the time period that you would want to really get in there and prune them. All that being said, if at this point in time you want to cut some of your rose bush back a little bit to get it ready for next year, that's perfectly all right.
Oh, good.
You don't want to go crazy on it, though. You don't want to, you know, cut more than half of the plant, right? We want to make sure that the plant has still something there, right? So what I would look to do is, you know, at least prune by a third, maybe a little bit more, right? Just make sure you don't go over half. That's my biggest thing when it comes to the majority of plants. But I wouldn't go over half because sometimes you can shock it. So what I would look at is all the branching that's there. Kind of look at it and say, all right, do I need this branch? Is this a branch where if I got rid of it, plant's going to look silly? Or is it the opposite? Is this plant going to look okay? And so there are some branches you can get rid of completely. I've done that with, you know, a rhododendron that was fully established. I've gotten rid of some branches all the way down. So it's not a third from, like, the tips. It's a third of the plant with a little bit of play here and there to help shape it. So what you want to do is make sure you prune right above where the leaf nodes are so that you don't have a gap between leaves and then you have that little stick sitting there and that little stick will turn brown and end up dying and it won't have the new growth that you want to. So I'd be doing that at this point in time. You know, you can thin it down a bit and go from there. If you want to hang tight with me and go over a little bit more because I have a couple other things I want to tell you about with the roses. So hang tight with me.
Sure.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. At least three people have been declared dead and multiple injured after an Amtrak train derailed on Saturday afternoon in north central Montana, an official at a local sheriff's office said. The Empire Builder train, which departed from Chicago for Seattle, derailed around 3:55 p.m. local time near the small town of Joplin, Amtrak spokesman Jason Abrams said in a statement. Top House Democrats said they would charge ahead with a plan to bring up both a $1 trillion infrastructure bill and a broad health care, education, and climate package for a vote this week. Representative Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas on Fox News Live, says Americans will be the losers.
Progressive Democrats would love to pass the reconciliation package. That would make them happy. Everyone would be happy if both passed, other than the American people.
This is USA Radio News.
This week, a Massachusetts Superior Court judge refused to allow any delay of the state's vaccine mandate that is set to begin October 17th. The decision has already caused a wave of state troopers to file their paperwork to quit the force, and even more are expected to resign before the mandate kicks in. Dozens have already quit, according to the state police union boss Michael Shervin. The Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol issued its first round of subpoenas Thursday, targeting close aides and allies of former President Donald Trump. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he hasn't received one.
You know, I haven't received any subpoena, but it just goes to show. This is more about politics than anything else. There's only two questions that this committee should actually be looked upon. Why was the Capitol left so ill-prepared? And how can we make sure that this never happens again? But that's not what they're focused on.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're back in live. I apologize this morning. We're starting a little bit late, about a half hour late, so we are live again. I appreciate everybody coming back and listening to us. Last week we were off. I got to spend and the entire weekend with both my daughters. My wife was away, so I got to take advantage of a great little weekend. So that's where I was last week, but this week I'm back to help you out with all of your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's, we've had some crazy weather this week, I'd have to say, just by the temperature-wise going up and down, some rain finally. I know a lot of areas got some rain, so that is very helpful for our plants, getting that drink they need, because we have had very little rain. I believe almost a week ago we were at least 8 inches behind. So it's nice to finally get some help from Mother Nature instead of having to use the hose at all times. But it's, the cool nights, warm days have been, it's kind of just what we'd like. I enjoy those temperatures myself, so definitely well worth it lately. I haven't had some very extreme cold, really. We had a few earlier in the past month, but the temperatures seem to be pretty good during the week. We're still getting some warm weather, so plenty of time to still be putting in lawn renovation, to be doing a number of things in the yard. Still time to be planting, still time to be getting ready for winter. We have plenty of time. We talk about trying to be a season ahead every year, but there's a bunch of time. question lately that I've been getting at the Garden Center that I want to pass along to everybody here is, how long do I water? Well, it's a great question, because you kind of want to know, you know, when is enough enough for the season, right? Well, the thing about it is you're going to basically water until the ground freezes. So that could be a long time. So that being said, a lot of you right now, you know, who have sprinkler systems, you know, you're scheduling your for your system to be blown out, to be cleaned out. You know, that you're saying, all right, well, I'm kind of done. Well, if you have some established plants or even some new plants this season, you know, try to see how long you can push it. See if you can be one of the last ones to get the system blown out. Or just know that you're going to have to use the hose to water some of the new plants to help them establish for the winter. So that is something to really be thinking about now. You know, a lot of people are still planting, which is great. It's perfect time of season. One of the main reasons here is, you know, when you're planting at this time of year, the plant will focus on its root system versus putting new growth or blossoms out for you. It's just trying to get connected to the ground. And so the more it actually spends time doing that, the better for the long term of the plant. So this is just something to be thinking about. And also, fall is a great time to be planting and doing this type of thing. Now, I do have a phone call on the line I want to get right to. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Pamela is in New Hampshire.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wondered about my Rose of Sharon. Do I need to wait for all the leaves to fall off before pruning it back, or...
No, so basically, the Rose of Sharon is done flowering mostly for the season. There might be a couple random blossoms still sitting on it, but you'll definitely be able to prune it at this point. The main rule of thumb with anything that flowers is going to be the one that you would prune after it flowers. So it's done flowering, so it'd be perfect time to be doing it at this time.
Okay, and cut it back by a third?
Yeah, by a third. Looking, you know, starting, focusing first on the, you know, any dead branches, any cross branches, any branches that are, like, rubbing up against each other. You'd want to get rid of one or the other of those. And then the rest of it, generally shaping it by about a third would be fine.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. No problem, Pamela. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in Rochester, New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Pat.
Good morning.
I have this bush, I guess you'd call it. It flowers out to be a big cone. And it's
okay.
White.
Yep.
I don't know the name of it, but and then it they're so big now that the branches are bending over and laying them on the ground.
Yep.
And I wanted to trim it back, and I want to know how much I can trim it back, or if it's too late, or what.
No. So. It sounds like you have a hydrangea, like a paniculata type hydrangea. And when the blossoms get so big like this, they tend to just kind of fall over.
Right. Now they're brown.
Yeah. So when the flowers go by, you can definitely prune it back just to help it for next year. So the paniculata style hydrangea is one where you can actually prune back now or in next spring and still have the flowers come back for the next season. Okay, it's one where it's not like the old style where you have to prune it only at specific times, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Whereas these, you can prune now, get rid of the dead branching. Definitely start with any dead branches, like I said, any cross branches, but the flowers can definitely be pruned out without a problem at this time. This is really would be the perfect time of year to be doing that, to get it ready. What it's also doing is allowing the plant to have less of a surface area to worry about for the winter. And it's going to be able to focus on its root system a bit. So I think you'll definitely be fine by doing that.
Okay. And, I mean, would I use, like, loppers or something like that to go to get them back? Because the branches are pretty thick. I mean, they're almost as thick as, like, your baby finger. I mean,
yeah, so
pretty big around.
I try to use, like, hand pruners or something like that instead of, like, hedge trimmers. You want to look at, you want to have clean wounds on the branches when you cut them. So once they've been cut, they need to be, you don't want it to be like ripped off, right? You want them to be able to heal easily. So individual, go to each branch individually and clean it up that way versus shearing it. What'll happen is when a pruning wound is like basically like a rip versus a straight cut, it doesn't heal correctly. What it also will do is allow pathogens into the plant, so long term you could have insect damage or disease issues. So that's why you want a clean, a nice clean cut. You don't have to do it at like an angle. You don't have to do it at, straight. It's whichever kind of gets, best for you. The best thing one thing I do suggest is cutting right above a leaf node. So that's where the leaf comes out of the branch itself. So don't cut it right below where leaves are coming out the side. Cut it right above one of them. So that way you have some, it's still full, and there's not a big gap in the new growth that comes out.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, I called you, I think it was last year, and I had the aloe plants that my brother had given me.
Yep.
I don't know if you remember that or not, but I had four plants. Well, if it was one, and then it went to four, and I went ahead and I took the four and made it, just took plants from two of them, and I made four more. And they're
awesome.
Still going. Yeah, and they're still going.
That's awesome. That's great news.
Yeah. They're not very big, though. They're still small.
They'll take a little bit of time, especially getting coming away from, like, its mother plant, if you will. So it can take a lot of times with plants in general. Their first season in a new pot will just be focusing on a root system, whereas the second and third year is when you'll start to see more growth to it. It'll grow a little bit bigger. You'll get the size to it. It's kind of the same thing with a lot of plants that you'll plant outside. When you're planting, like in the garden, if you buy something from a garden center, we usually will say the third season is when you'll actually see the most growth out of a plant. Just based on its now established its root system, it's done a lot more to it. So that's probably a little bit of what's going on for you with the aloe plant as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just thank you so much for that, and I'll be able to trim down the, what did you call that?
It's a hydrangea. It's a hydrangea tree,
hydrangea.
Or shrub.
And I'll just cut it back to the last leaf.
No, so don't cut it.
Last leaf.
Well, so don't cut it all the way back to the ground. What you're going to want to do is, the rule of thumb is by a third. So cutting anything back by a third.
Okay.
If some of the branching is kind of bent so badly that it's not going to, it's bent or it's broken or it's not going to come back. You can prune it a little bit further back. But when you do prune it back, just make sure you prune right above a leaf node versus below a leaf node. So there's not a big gap on new growth for next season.
Okay, that's great.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Thank you, Jim, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, it's a bit chilly this morning, but it's supposed to warm up a little bit today. You know, get into the upper 60s. Beautiful to be working outside. I know it's so much nicer to work outside than when it's 90 degrees, right? A little bit more enjoyable to be out there. So you can get out there today, enjoy some time out there, and get some things done in the yard. In the meantime, if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Right back.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's Donated Dental Services Program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Gardeners, today is a rebroadcast, but don't worry, I'll be back live next week.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Monique is in Alfred, Maine.
Monique, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I just received a very large mum, potted mum, and I would love to put it in my garden, and I would like to know when the best time is to do that.
So you could definitely put that in right now into the garden. You got a garden mum. Did you get one of the hardy mums, or did you get a perennial type mum?
Shoot, you know what? I don't know.
So, that's okay. So, a lot of times this time of year, you're going to see the annual mum. So, you can put it into the garden at any point, but that means it might not come back next year. Usually, annuals have a one-year life cycle, and then they're gone.
Right.
There are some perennial-type mums that can come back year after year and flower around this time. But the majority of what you will see is going to be that annual. So you can definitely put it in the ground right away. Just continue to water it, continue to take care of it as the season allows. But if it is a, you know, depending upon what it is, and a lot of times it'll have a tag on there in the pot. Usually with mums, they get so wide you can't see the tag until you kind of take the pot off. So it's one of those things you'll be able to see afterwards. It'll tell you right there if it's an annual or perennial usually, and the variety of it. Most likely it's going to be an annual. So you can put it in the ground today. You can put it in right now if you wanted to. So that's really up to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
No problem. You too, Monique. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I've got a, I think it's called, I'm not sure, a plumeria. Plumeria?
Plumeria, yep.
It's a big, long stick.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I've been fertilizing, but I repotted it this year. It was, you know, in old soil, so I took it out and repotted it. But it still doesn't bloom. It gets leaves at the top, but no bloom, supposed to bloom, I guess, and no bloom has come out. He had it for many a year, so I was wondering what I could give it to get it to bloom.
Okay, so you've repotted it recently, you said?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
This summer I repotted it.
All right, and how big is it? How big is it, would you say?
How big do you think, Peter? 4 or 5 feet.
Oh, wow, perfect.
Yeah, it's two big ones, yeah.
Yeah, and how much sun during the day are you going to get? Does it get all day?
Yep.
Okay,
yep, all
perfect. Because it needs at least half a day, so that's good.
Yeah.
So for a fertilizer, what you want to do is you want to stick more to a phosphorus-based fertilizer. Uh-huh. You don't want it to have heavy nitrogen because the nitrogen can actually push more foliage.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So something that has a higher phosphorus, which is that middle number, mm-hmm. so like a superphosphate or a triple phosphate,
mm-hmm.
use that in the spring as the new growth starts to appear on it. Okay. So a triple phosphate or a superphosphate is either going to be a 0.18.0 or a 0.44.0. You can look for the 0.18.0. Use that right at the beginning of the season.
Okay. What kind of brands would it be, you know, under?
So Espoma has a triple phosphate.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's a good one to be using. Are you pruning it each year?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, because sometimes when you prune it and say you do it a little bit too much, that can reduce its flowering and not have it happen.
No.
Sometimes. So that's good that you're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The mix that you want, make sure it's a well-drained potting soil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even adding some cactus mix. They have cactus mixes out there.
Yeah.
Which a little sandy type soil might help it.
Okay.
But I think the biggest thing is going to be using a phosphorus-based fertilizer for you.
Okay, thank you.
That's what's going to push some of the flowers, okay?
Great, thanks.
Thank you, Mary. Have a great week. Rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break. Then on the other side of the hour, we'll be back to answer more of your gardening questions. We'll be right back.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets, stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.